We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
He's New England's preeminent source on everything Patriots. It's time for Tom E. Curran.
So why is he so damn special that we have to call him Tom E. Curran?
On WEEI.
Into hour two on this NFL Sunday. We're from the Best Yet Private Brand Studios here at Howl at the Moon at Patriot Place at 1 o'clock. It'll be Mike Vrabel and the Tennessee Titans rolling into Gillette Stadium to take on the New England Patriots. Joining us now on the Harbor One Hotline, it is our friend Tommy Curran of NBC Sports Boston to break it all down. And Tommy, I know that last weekend in terms of the results on the field, there were a lot of things that turned up Patriots. We hear that A.J. Brown is out for this game, put on IR for a couple of weeks for the Tennessee Titans. You know, at what point, Tommy, do we look at this and say, well, this is the NFL and the Patriots are just catching breaks? Like, there is the, boy, the Patriots have been really fortunate. And then you look around the league and see that everybody is getting hurt across the NFL and teams have been altered.
Yeah. So are you saying, are they getting lucky and that's why they're 7-4? Or
Tommy, I guess, is this luck in that everything is going the Patriots' way? Or is this just now the way the league is and everybody deals with injuries and the Patriots just aren't getting lucky? It's, you know, just the way of the league now.
I think it's a byproduct of, you know, how well-conditioned you are, but there's obviously an immense amount of luck. Look, the main reason the Patriots won the Super Bowl in 2018 is because nobody was on IR except for Jeremy Hill, Juwan Bentley, and somebody else whose name, Isaiah Wynn. That's it. Three guys. That's all. They had clean injury reports through the playoffs. That is a major reason why they didn't win Super Bowls in, say, for instance, 2011 with Gronkowski and his ankle. So it's ever thus. Who's injured? Who's not? Who's available? Who isn't? And when you center a team around a running back like Derrick Henry, inevitably, as we've seen here in New England, your running backs are going to get hurt sometimes. James White's out. IR player who has great value to the team. Not the centerpiece like Derrick Henry is, but it's going to happen at that position. So I really don't think the Patriots would have to apologize or listen to columnists say, well, it's all breaking New England's way, just like it always does, and feel as if, well, it's a tainted level of success.
Tom, the way I look at it, I always tell my kids who play football, it's the nature of the beast, right? Guys are going to get hurt, and that's just the way it is. I think it's more about how you build your football team. And when you look at the way this Patriots football team is built, I think the one place where you can withstand injuries and still be successful is if you're built with a good defense, right? And I think that's when you look at this Patriots team, and I've said, the captain of the ship, whoever you want to call it, the driver of the school bus, is their defense, and that allows you some room for maybe losing a guy here or there. Would you agree with that?
Yes, because for this team, the way it's constructed, if Trent Brown goes back down again, or if they have returns from Isaiah Wynn again, or guys along that offensive line, then you're back to seeing Mac Jones get whacked around a bit. And I think teams are going to bring more and more pressure on him, especially the Falcons did in their last game, where he seemed a little bit rushed at times and made some quick decisions that maybe weren't awesome. So if the Patriots suffer offensive line injuries or Matt Judon goes down, Well, that's the same. If the Patriots lose Matt Judon, it's the same thing as the Titans losing Derrick Henry. And you got to knock on wood because you don't wish anything to happen to anyone at any time. But that's the level of importance that he brings to the entire defense. He's making up, I think, guys, for the absence of Stephon Gilmore. You can let Stephon Gilmore go. And by the way, they're going to ramp up his level of participation today. The guy's week 12. The guy still isn't playing full. But Matt Judon is the replacement for Stephon Gilmore.
So, Tom, do you think this is the coldest game Mac Jones has ever played in his life? Right now, it says it's 34 degrees. It says it feels like 28 degrees. So, one, do you think it's the coldest game he's ever played in? And two, second part question, how do you think he'll do when the weather starts becoming crappy?
I would have to assume it's got to be in his top three. A,
right?
And B,
I would say it's number one. He's from Jacksonville, so he never played a cold weather down there.
It's chilly. Alabama, I don't know. Where they? Alabama really doesn't leave the SEC and play anyplace
right.
else. There's no big, so there's no cold outdoor games because all their big games, SEC championships, are in domes. Yeah, so right. Probably the coldest. I don't want to walk out on the flank, guys. I don't want to make some declaration.
No. But we all think that this is new territory for us.
Yeah.
So I'm curious what you think. I saw some pictures of him. During the week.
You guys tell me about the quarterbacks that you played with who were from cold weather cities. You were in Seattle in the early 2000s, late 19. So did you have a cold weather quarterback?
No, I think he's different, right? I can see guys growing up in California, playing in college in you know Michigan or in Colorado, where listen, you have no choice to deal with it, as opposed to a guy that grew up in Florida, went to school in the SEC, suddenly is in the Northeast with the next six games being the most important, all going to be cold as hell.
I don't think it's awful. I don't. I mean,
so no adjustment issue with him. No adjustment issue with him.
I don't think it'll be an issue. No, I really don't.
Okay.
I just
glove, no glove.
I hope he goes no gloves.
See, I think, Tom, I agree with you. I think it's not about the – because I always think that people coming from warm weather places, it's easier for them to play in cold weather places because all you got to do is layer up. Vice versa.
Talking from a guy that's from here.
Yeah, but I'd rather be from a – playing in the heat, you can't – there's nothing you can do. You can't continue to take layers off. Now, the one thing I will say is how does he handle the wind and throwing the football in that type of weather? Cold, you could just layer up if there's no wind and you'll still be good to go.
Well, that's the thing. You know, he's got big hands relative to the draft class, but he's a guy who throws with touch and he's a guy who throws with anticipation. And – I think we would all agree that he has what I would say is probably an NFL arm that fits in about the 50th percentile. It's pretty average in terms of velocity. So he's not going to be throwing wind cutters out there. That'll be interesting to watch as to how it impacts his accuracy and the choice of throws that he makes in this kind of weather.
Tommy Kern of NBC Sports Boston here with us on NFL Sunday. So the questionable list is Christian Barmore, Trent Brown, Jake Bailey with a right knee. Believe it or not, you can't lose that guy. Anyway, Jawan Bentley, Nick Folk, Damian Harris, Hunter Henry, Dante Hightower, Jonnu Smith, Ramondre Stevenson. All of these guys are questionable, Tommy. Are there one or two guys that you worry about more on this list than the others?
Against this Titans team today, when the Titans list has so many outs and questionables and fully unavailables because they're on IR, not really, not on that list. I mean, we've already heard that, you know, Stevenson, Harris are both expected to play. Barmore too, I believe. So I just don't think it's going to register today. You know, they've had 10 days off. Those guys are listed, but I'm not sure that they're in unbelievable states of disrepair. So I think the Patriots are going to have plenty to take to the field today, and they should. I look at this game, and when you reflect on it a little bit, they're missing corners, they're missing running backs, they're missing wide receivers. They haven't been able to protect Ryan Tannehill. Honestly, this game probably shouldn't be close, and that would be a pretty good statement game for the Patriots too. You know, Bill Belichick, they had a good time beating the Patriots in 2019 in the playoffs, and that team still exists. You know, it's not that far removed. Those players are still there. And the players from the Patriots, in some small part, are still here. I wouldn't be surprised if the Patriots didn't crush them today.
Tom, and my question was going to be right about this game today. And when you look at this game, and who would have thought we'd be sitting here, I don't even know what week this is, talking about the importance of the importance of it's that, well, yeah, I still don't know what week that is, right? The importance of this game for the number one seed, and that if you beat Tennessee, then that really puts you in the driver's seat, because you might be able to lose one to Buffalo and still be able to get that number one seed. But yep. Tennessee, if you are able to win today, that gives you the head-to-head against them. You don't see them again. And, you know, when you look at the Colts, you got a better record than them. How important is today's game for that number one seed?
I'd hate to say it's vital, but like you said, it's important because they're ahead of the Patriots, too, record-wise. So you have to drop them into the tie to have that take advantage of it. One thing the Patriots have going for them is they have a 5-1 conference record. They're the only team among the contenders that has only one loss within the conference. That came in the opener against Miami. So they've won 5 straight conference games. That is one of the tiebreakers that would fit in. Obviously, head-to-head comes in earlier. But if the Patriots and Bills split, for instance, and they end up with identical records, then I think it goes to division record, and then maybe conference record. I'd have to double-check my tiebreakers, but that conference record is really important. So these games against the Bills, the Titans, the Colts, and the Bills again, this is the season right here. And even if they haven't had their bye, at least they got the 10-day break, and they got the bye after the Buffalo game. So you'd rather it be earlier than later, but if you're into a key stretch and you're going to get 2 extended breaks, that's pretty good.
Okay, Tom E. Curran. I know that this is, to me, the most intriguing coach matchup in the league. I just feel like there's a lot of gamesmanship. There's a lot of identifying, and Bill with the whole bouquets, and Mike's throwing out all the bouquets. When it comes to the coaching matchup, who do you think actually has the edge in this game?
I mean, it's trite, but it's the guy who's got the better players. And today it's going to be Belichick. I think that maybe, and here's an interesting observation about the Belichick against his former coaches. They don't have a body of work that Belichick can refer to assume what they're going to do. They have a body of work from what they know Belichick will do. So whether it's Eric Mangini or Matt Patricia or Josh McDaniels or Mike Vrabel, you can almost understand, okay, they're unknown quantities on the sidelines. That's why they're sometimes able to surprise Belichick. I think Vrabel's a known quantity at this point. He is fearless in the way that he coaches against Belichick. He's not going to pee down his leg. He has grown up under Belichick's wing, but I still think you have to look at and say the guy who's won 6 Super Bowls and coached in 12 or 13 of them has got the edge.
Tommy, we're going to get into this a little bit later on. I know there's been some talk, not as much in recent years maybe, in terms of Bill Belichick, when is he going to hang it up? Is the guy best equipped to replace Bill Belichick when he does walk away coaching against him on the other sideline this afternoon?
Boy, no, I think the Mayo is probably the most well-equipped, personally. And that doesn't have to do with the X's and O's. It has to do with the attributes that you could find in a guy. And that is, what does he bring as a leader? And Vrabel has that, too. What does he have as a businessman and the acumen that he can show there? Time in the Patriots system in terms of learning it. You know, Vrabel's been 13 years removed now. So I think an in-house candidate would probably be preferable. When we get into this conversation, I hear a lot of Bill O'Brien. I hear a lot of, McDaniels, which makes sense, and Vrabel. But to me, I think the Mayo satisfies so many of the things that you're looking for. And he can be a head coach. Yeah, go ahead.
No, I was going to say, I was just about to wrap it up because I know we got to go, and I know you got to go as well there, friendo. Tommy Curran of NBC Sports Boston on the Harbor One Hotline. Thank you, Tommy.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with autopay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without autopay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.